teachings of the forgetting Alzheimer's portrait of an epidemic has been a godsend for me. My 85-year-old father is now in the middle to late stages of the condition, and reading this book has helped me understand more of what he's going through and how I can be there for him and his number one caregiver, my mother. For me, the most illuminating and comforting point she makes in his book is that there is some good that comes out of this disease. She tells the story of Maurice Friedel, a sociologist who set about documenting what happened to him once he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Friedel reported being dramatically involved in the present, saying, "Everything seems richer. Lines, planes, contrast. It's a wonderful compensation. We who have Alzheimer's disease can appreciate clouds, leaves, flowers as we never did before." On this experience with Alzheimer's, Friedel also observes, "So many of us go through life like tourists with a camera always between our eyes and the world. Alzheimer's won't allow that sort of detachment. Visual soothing of memory forces every Alzheimer's sufferer to be always in the now. This leads to an actual heightening of consciousness. I can now watch curtains playing in a way I couldn't before. Alzheimer's keeps things new." The book's author, David Schenk, also has some advice for caregivers, suggesting that they try to understand both the frustrations and the unexpected benefits of having what he calls an unravelling mind. Schenk says that what carers may presume is a uniformly awful experience for the victims can sometimes be peculiarly satisfying and even enriching. What he calls a final intellectual and aesthetic adventure. And I think my own dad's constant good humour could have something to do with this. Another fascinating point Schenk makes in his book is the almost perfect correlation that exists between what happens to a child's mind when it develops and what happens to the mind of a person affected by Alzheimer's. This is called retrogenesis, and the correlation he shows us is so exact that you are able to look at the symptoms an Alzheimer's sufferer is experiencing and pinpoint the exact opposite stage in the development of a child. That means, for example, that if a person affected by Alzheimer's is having difficulty putting on their clothes, that's a difficulty that compares exactly to a child that is 4 to 5 years old. And if the Alzheimer's sufferer's speech is limited to one word per day, this is equivalent to the development of a 12-month-old child. It's as if Alzheimer's unravels the brain almost exactly in the reverse order that it develops from birth. I find this mind-boggling, but also very helpful in understanding what my dad is going through. I've seen him in the past few years relating very closely to young children. He was always wonderful with children, but this is something different, something extra. My dad now has a great deal more in common with children than with adults. And now I understand a little better how and why that is so. Schenk records how Alzheimer's patients in the middle and later stages of the disease find a tremendous comfort in children's books and music. And I've seen this too with my father. As the author says,
"They also like stuffed animals and dolls, the child's world, nurturing, safe, colourful, full of soft edges and sweet treats."
I've noticed that Dad loves to be looked after, and he finds a huge comfort in routine. He sleeps a great deal, loves listening to music, and is content to sit quietly and reminisce. To me, he does seem like a very lovable child. Granted, this implies he needs more and more care, but psychologically, in the light of his new understanding, it feels easier to care for him. The forgetting, Alzheimer's, portrait of an epidemic, has also helped me understand the physical aspects of Alzheimer's disease and what exactly is happening in the brain. Schenk is very good at explaining complicated concepts. For example, he explains the frustrating habit of an Alzheimer's sufferer constantly losing possessions by helping us realise that
the memory of leaving the car keys in the bathroom isn't so much lost as it was never actually formed.
This is all due to the development of things called plaques and tangles, which crowd neurons from outside the cell membranes and cause millions of synapses to dissolve away. As Schenk puts it,
one tangled neuron leads to another like a pile up of cars after an accident.
There may be a little too much detail here for some,
website, www.theforgetting.com, or work through the booklets provided on the Family Care Radio website by Alzheimer's New Zealand. The Forgetting, Alzheimer's Portrait of an Epidemic, is published in